This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. We are delighted that you're with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN Corporate Headquarters. I'm Vincent Finelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Is it Monday already? Hey, thank you for helping me last week. I had this, I had the chemtrail flu. And darn near took me out. No kidding. I've been coughing. I just could not get behind the microphone. And it was quite brutal, literally brutal. So for 4 days, I was down for the count. And I want to thank all of you who have called the farmhouse asking about me. And I'm sorry I was unable to take any of the calls. But antibiotics and rest and watermelon. I'm just eating nothing but watermelon and cantaloupe and vitamins, mineral supplements seem to do the trick. So I want to thank all of you for calling in and asking about, you know, how I was doing. I'm doing fine now. And John Moore's with us. Welcome, John Moore.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. And John Moore broadcasts Monday through Friday. Early in the morning on Republic Broadcasting Network. And John Moore and I have been friends for a long time. And he was the first speaker at the Get Prepared Expo. We talked to a number of people who we wanted to have be our keynote speaker, including Glenn Beck's people, who we decided no, Gerald Celente, and others. And we decided that John Moore had the best message. And we really wanted to get his message out. So John Moore became our keynote speaker. He's been to every one of our expos. And he's been to meetups, and he's been on the air with me, and I've been on the air with him. And it's been a great relationship. So I want to thank you.
It has been. Thank you, Vince. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Well, Vince, we just talked last week about me being on your show. And tragedy at Waco, Texas, that took place quite a few years ago is bubbling back to the surface because of a new documentary titled The Unspeakable Evil. It's bringing to light new evidence of all things after all these years, new evidence. And apparently, according to the video, there's a new congressional investigation about to begin, or maybe already has begun, which is desperately needed to look into what really happened on April 19th that year, and why. An absolute tragedy, an absolute crime on the part of the federal government. And, of course, Bill Clinton was president at the time. Janet Reno, or sometimes called Butch Reno, was the head of the Department of Justice. And I hope that something will finally come out of this, and the men and women responsible for this, these murders of these innocent men, women, and children will finally be brought to justice, which hasn't happened yet, obviously. And it's an important matter because that incident led to quite a few other things happening, and it was one of the foundational matters that brought the modern militia movement into existence. Men and women like myself all over the country on April 19th, 1994, watching these men, women, and children being incinerated while the fire department wasn't even allowed to respond. Called us into action. It was only a few months later that the modern militia movement began. I was in the middle of it myself. I became the elected commander of the militia for St. Louis City and County. And that, of course, went on for a couple of years before we finally had to bring that to a conclusion, not long after the second tragedy at the Oklahoma City Federal Building, the Murrah Federal Building, and the media complicity in making it look like there was militia involvement in that tragedy, which, of course, there was not. Timothy McVeigh picked up a business card off a table at a gun show for the Missouri 51st Militia out of Kansas City. And that was as close a connection as they could come up with, was a man picking up a business card, sticking it in his shirt pocket, and walking away from the table. That was all it took, however, to cause the media to pick it up and run with it. And for 2 weeks, we had national TV showing burned up babies at the Oklahoma City Federal Building and the Michigan Militia training in the woods, back and forth, flashing back and forth, almost continuously for 2 weeks, which destroyed the modern militia movement for a time, which, of course, has been reconstituted. So, Vince, that's one thing we can talk about. Of course, we can go multiple directions, as we typically do. And I also want to mention, while we're talking here, that I'll be speaking at Fort Smith, Arkansas, next Monday, June the 6th, at Beef O'Grady's. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. It's a free event, open to the public. We'll have dinner at 6. It'll be a social event where you can meet me and we can talk. And I'll be speaking at 7 p.m. At no charge, open to the public. And I'm looking forward to a lot of people from Southwest Missouri and Northwest Arkansas and Northeast Oklahoma. Fort Smith is right on the border with Oklahoma, by the way, to come and join us on Monday, June the 6th. So, Vince, what's been going on with you, sir?
Well, John, I was thinking about what you were saying about the Oklahoma City bombing. And I remember watching the big screen television at home when that was happening. And there were two reporters on camera talking about it, and one said to the other, "They've stopped the rescue to remove some unexploded ordnance from the basement."
Right.
I saw it live.
It happened.
It was on one just one time, John. It was not repeated. Only once did that air.
Right. Well, there's sort of
What's the unexploded ordnance doing in the basement?
Well, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's lots more to it, we do have an Air Force veteran with us, John Reagan, but an Air Force veteran, General Parton, spent most of his adult life becoming a qualified expert in explosives and what explosives can and what they cannot do. Now, General Parton made sure that there was a video made of what he was able to find out. And, of course, those were the days of VHS tapes. And he made enough copies for every member of Congress to get their very own copy, offering his evidence that, in his opinion, what was claimed to happen in Oklahoma City that day, April 19th, could not happen. And the purpose of the videos being distributed to every member of Congress in the House and the Senate was to stop the crime scene from being destroyed so that independent forensics people could get in there and do independent scientific forensic examination of the evidence before it was destroyed and hauled off to the landfill where it resides today. Well, despite his efforts, despite the efforts of General Parton, Congress allowed the crime scene to be destroyed and hauled off to the crime scene, where it is under 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week guard, by the way, because you could go back to that evidence buried in that landfill events a century from now and still find the forensic evidence of what really blew up that building, because it's not going to go away. It's always going to be there. And it's been known for many decades by farmers and ranchers that if you mix up diesel fuel and nitrous and fertilizer, you can move some rock and dirt. It's known to be an inexpensive, low-grade explosive charge that will move rock and dirt if you know what you're doing, and not much else. If you did notice, also paying attention, Vince, after the event, they kept upgrading the numbers of pounds of alleged fertilizer and diesel fuel in that truck to try to give people the impression that there could have been enough there to do that damage. And several big problems, though. Parts of the truck were blown away from the building. Well, that can't happen if the explosive charge was in the truck. It simply couldn't. The building blew outward, not inward. And, of course, explosives power is measured in foot-pounds of pressure per square inch, called overpressure. And General Parton made a very good argument that even at the higher limits of what they claimed to be what was in that truck of nitrogen fertilizer and diesel fuel, it still would not have, at the farther limits of the destruction of that building, it would have been about a force equal to a man's clenched fist hitting steel-reinforced concrete. That's about as much force as was generated against some of those columns that were actually broken by the explosive charge that was in there. Lots of nuances and details. For example, there was the leg from the knee down of a black female wearing a combat boot found. Her body has to this date never been found. We still don't know who this woman was after all these years. We still don't know who this woman was. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. And, John, you know, I used to play with firecrackers when I was younger. And I'm pretty sure John Reagan did as well. And we'd put them in the sand, you know, and light the fuse of a firecracker and run. And what you would see is a moonlight crater, you know. It would be blown out in all directions. But that's not what happened in Oklahoma City. It seemed to only blow out one side of the street. And what about that crater in the road or the street? Where is that? It's not there.
That's because
it's kind of amazing.
Right. Well, that kind of explosive, mixing nitrogen fertilizer and diesel fuel, will blow up, but not with that. And we have a great lack of knowledge among the general public about explosives, what they can and what they cannot do. There are lots of unanswered questions. For example, the multiple video surveillance tapes that were running at the time that explosive took place.
Mm-hmm. John Moore's with us. John Reagan's with us. And we'll be back right after these few short commercial announcements. I've got a short comment about fertilizer, because I tried to buy some. I'll tell you what happened when we come back. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John Moore's with us. And we're talking about Waco and the Oklahoma City bombing. I just got off the phone, off the air. I called up a fertilizer plant. I know the people there. They know me. I said, hi, I'm Vincent Finelli. Made sure they knew who I was. And I said, we're talking about Waco and Oklahoma City and how we don't believe that that the Oklahoma City Alfred Muir building was taken down by an ANFO, ammonium nitrate fuel oil bomb. So I said, so what is the highest concentration that a person could buy of ammonium nitrate? And the answer is 34% right now, 34%. And I said, okay, so how much is it by the ton? $367 for a ton of ammonium nitrate. And I asked, well, what do you think? Do you think that building was blown up and taken down? And this is a guy who knows. He said, no. So there you have some more dots that you can use to connect. Ammonium nitrate is inexpensive. If I want to go buy it, they'll sell it to me. They'll sell it. They'll deliver it. They'll deliver it to the farm. And does a farmer have diesel fuel? John Moore, do you know a single farmer who doesn't have diesel fuel on his farm? Do you know one?
No. That's, you know, it's, if you're serious about farming, you're going to have diesel equipment and diesel fuel for the following reason. Diesel fuel used on ranches and farms is untaxed, has no road tax on it. So you don't go buy that at the service station. You have it delivered, and typically a farm will have at least 200 gallons, and typically a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And what farmers try to do is they try to buy it at the low price of the season or of the year, and then they store it. They don't wait till, it's not like home heating oil where you wait till the price is the highest in the winter and then you say, oh, we better get some oil. Farmers don't do that. They buy it at the lowest price when it's really hot.
Exactly.
And nobody wants heating oil. John Reagan, your comments on what we said so far?
Well, a lot of it I'm having to be more of a participant because, you know, as you said, I'm an Air Force officer, and especially of all the branches, we have the least hands-on experience, and most of us are there to support the mission, which is flying. So for the most part, I'm in learning mode right now.
Okay. Please continue, John Moore.
Okay. Well, for youngsters, you know, if you're 30 years old, these things took place when you were in your mid-teens. You know, it's ancient history, early teens. You know, maybe, let's see, 21 years ago, you would have been in grade school if you were 30 years old. This is ancient history. But for those us older folks, it was just like yesterday, 1994, 1995, 22 years ago. The men and women responsible for these events at the highest levels are almost all of them still alive. Janet Reno, Bill Clinton, the men and women in the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the men and women in the military, all were complicit in these different events and should be held accountable for what they did. Going back to Waco, we had clear violations of posse comitatus. Granted, the FBI agents running those tanks did not have military ID in their card, but when posse comitatus was instituted, I don't believe the U.S. Congress was concerned about what ID tag the people using military equipment against Americans had in their pocket. They were concerned against the federal government using military tactics and military equipment against American civilians, which clearly was happening. The FBI had training on the part of the U.S. Army to run these heavy armored vehicles, clearly heavy weapons of war against innocent men, women, and children. But it's good to know how this all began, Vince, and here's how it began. There's companies that manufacture cast iron paperweight replicas of hand grenades, and they're sold in gun shows and sporting goods stores all over the country as conversational trinkets. There was a delivery of those being made to the Branch Davidian Church. The package broke open, and the driver, I think it was UPS, it may have been FedEx, not that it matters, reported these cast iron paperweights to the authorities. Oh, my goodness. These people are getting hand grenades. Well, they were not, never would be, and never could be paperweights. They were just cast iron paperweights. That's what got the whole thing going, Vince.
Yeah, and class, if you've ever seen them at a gun show, they have a big hole in the bottom.
Right.
They have a big hole in the bottom. They could kind of look like a hand grenade if you've never seen one before, but certainly an old-fashioned World War II type, but not a current production hand grenade. They used to call them pineapples. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, next Monday, June 6th. John Moore is going to be speaking in Fort Smith, Arkansas, at Beef O'Grady's. Beef O'Grady's, and I'll post a link to John Moore's website from USAPrepares.com. Page, it'll be on page one. I'll take you to it if you'd like to attend. John, I just checked; it's only 3.5 hours for me each way. And you're speaking at 7 o'clock Monday.
Well, show up at 6 and have dinner with me. You know, it's a social event also. So, yes, dinner at 6 and speaking at 7. We'll probably wrap it up about 9 or so, depending on how it's going. It'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, at your meetups, I was so gratified and humbled to have people drive from 2 states away just to see me at your meetups events. So,
it's pretty neat, isn't it?
It's neat. It's humbling. I mean, it's and very gratifying to know that people want the message so bad that they're willing to drive 2, sometimes 3 states just to hear the message. It's very humbling.
Yeah, for me, it's only 1 state. It's only 1 state for me, but I'm going to see if I can make it. I really am. We'll see if I can bring Mrs. Finelli with me. I'd love to see you on stage again.
And, well, it'll be on stage. It's going to bring a professional videographer there, so I will literally be on stage, yes.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about the Oklahoma City bombing. We were talking about Waco. Let's talk about a little bit more about Waco. And it was mass murder. It was incineration. It was shooting people in the back. And who did it? That would be the U.S. government. And they did it with impunity. And, John... both Johns. My take on this is for those who don't believe that the U.S. military will be used against us, they've lost their minds. It's right. Already happened. It's right. Already happened at the Bonus Army. U.S. veterans of World War I were fired upon during the Depression, the First Depression.
Right.
And, yeah. They
came to Washington to ask Congress for the bonus that they were promised that they weren't getting. Which, by the way, in Missouri, there was a bonus promised to Missouri Vietnam veterans by the Missouri legislature, signed by the governor, which we never did receive. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You probably didn't know about that, did you?
It's let's pursue that. And one quick bit of update. I got a phone call came into the house. I didn't take it. Mrs. Finelli did, and she relayed the message to me. Mike Parsons was beaten in prison.
Within
the last few days. Yep. They brought him to the emergency room, and they wanted to do X-rays. And knowing Mike Parsons, he was concerned about the X-rays. Like, would they turn up the X-rays so much that they would kill him with cancer later? Or what, but he had some vertebrae broken, his ribs were crushed or banged in. And so what'd they do? They brought him back to prison and they put him in solitary confinement where he sleeps on the floor. So the governor can stop this. The governor can stop this right now.
But and which state is this again?
Tennessee.
Okay, Tennessee.
Tennessee Department of Corrections. You know, and I was thinking about that in the shower this morning, John and John. So why do the wardens live on campus, you know, at the prison? And I believe it's because they're in fear for their lives, because if they walked around and went to, you know, shopping like the rest of us might want to do, their lives would be in danger. What do you think? You think that's the reason?
Well, it depends on the level of criminal they're dealing with. A friend of mine had a federal misdemeanor conviction, and he was at a facility in Illinois. There was a campsite where there was no fence and no guards. And the other side of the driveway was maximum security, where John Gotti was incarcerated. Once a month, there would be one or two limos show up with very attractive women and great food, and they would spend the day there entertaining Mr. Gotti. And you can use your imagination as to how that went. But there was probably a deal cut between Gotti's people and the federal government that this would be allowed, or there would be very adverse consequences for people, such as horse heads being found in their bed, things like that. Criminals do have a way to outreach and you know, get things done. And that's probably what was going on there. And all criminals everywhere have their own outreach and resources. Nothing to be taken lightly, seriously.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about Waco, we're talking about a siege, February 28th through April 19th, 1993, 51 days in duration. And... The people who were murdered were innocent victims. They did nothing wrong. I can't think of a single thing that they did wrong other than want to be left alone. And that's nothing wrong with that. That's what
well,
I want.
Well, here's, let's just back up a bit. The investigation began with the report of the paper weights. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rented a house across the street, and they heard what they thought incorrectly was automatic weapons fire. There are devices, once again, these are openly sold, that you attach to a trigger mechanism of semi-automatic rifle that will give the appearance of automatic weapons fire, when in fact it's not a machine gun, and they're legally sold. That's what they were hearing. Were these devices attached to semi-automatic rifles? And since there was no registered machine guns on the premises, they made an assumption, you know what assumptions do, that there were unregistered, which is a tax violation, by the way, unregistered machine guns on the premises, and which there weren't. And in fact, at the end of the tragedy, all the firearms on the premises were put on display. Not a single one of them was a machine gun. Not one was a machine gun. So they set up the surveillance. They came up with this bogus evidence, and warrants, search warrants, were based on the bad evidence that there were unregistered machine guns on the premises, which there weren't. All they had to do was walk up to the door and knock on the door and execute the search warrant, and they would have found that there were no machine guns on the premises, because there weren't. They couldn't find what didn't exist. So everything was flawed. In fact, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, among the other federal law enforcement agencies, you know what their nickname is among the FBI and the DEA and so forth? F-Troop. Seriously. It's well known within law enforcement. If you're not qualified, if you're not smart enough, don't have the education, you're not good enough to get in the FBI, to get in the Secret Service, to get in the DEA, well, your federal agency of last resort is F-Troop, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And that's why they're called F-Troop, for a very good reason. That's where the sludge that floats on top gets skimmed off and manage to get a job somehow, some way, in F-Troop. And that's from the top down. The top leadership of F-Troop on down to the new hires. They're the men and women who can't get hired in other agencies. It's no wonder that they keep screwing up, Vince. No wonder at all.
You know, when you say F-Troop, class, this is F-Troop is a... was a TV series back in the 1960s. Yeah, it ended in 1967.
Yeah, mid-1960s. I used to play the theme song as a F-Troop update, the TV from the TV show as an update on my radio show at one time.
And it was this troop that was just couldn't do anything right. I mean, everything they touched went wrong. And
right.
It was a comedy. So when John Moore talks about F-Troop, that's what he's talking
about.
And you're talking about the sound of automatic weapon fire. John Moore, if you or I or John Reagan wanted to purchase a machine gun, semi-automatic, a fully automatic AR-15, or an Uzi, Any machine gun we'd want to purchase, we could purchase that just by illegally,
right,
and pay the $200 tax stamp, and we could have it.
Right.
Yeah.
On Missouri, you'd have to have a federal firearms license of any kind. It wouldn't matter which one. And then you would go through the background check, fingerprints, and pay the $200 transfer tax. Last time I checked, 36 of the 50 states, a person could legally own machine guns. So what happened, the whole premise there was based on a tax violation that they allegedly owned automatic weapons for which taxes had not been paid. So the federal government is willing to murder more than 70 men, women, and children because a belief, with no evidence, a belief that transfer taxes had not been paid. Pretty incredible, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the device that you were talking about, this, I believe, is called a bump fire stock. Is that what you're talking about?
Generically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's a stock that you can change from your on your rifle that allows the action and the reaction of the metal. We'll call it the lower receiver, if you will, and the barrel to slide back and forth, causing the effect. If you just hang on to the trigger, it will just bump and fire and bump and fire and bump and fire.
Right.
So how much are they? I don't know, $150, maybe $200.
There's different versions. There's mm-hmm. a full stock mechanism that you're talking about, or a mm-hmm. simple device that will just attach inside the trigger guard, which they cost about $40, $50 or so at the most. Very
and
simple.
And these are the kind of things that, right. that you see commonly at a gun show. And something else I saw at a gun show, Moore and John Reagan, that I'd like to share. There's a guy I was talking to, and I'd seen him several times, and he sold ammo cans, and he sold some ammo, and I was just chatting with him in Springfield, Missouri. And this guy, this clean-cut looking guy, came up to us, and he said, "Hey, I want to buy I want to get an automatic trigger for my rifle." And my friend, in a really loud, really loud voice, started yelling at this guy. "That's illegal. You're trying to set me up." And he just exposed this minion, this government minion, who was trying to cause a problem. He just started raising his voice and pointed this bureaucrat or bureau rat or government thug or spy or minion out because he tried to do something illegal.
Good for him.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Tired. It's John Moore's with us. If you'd like to go to John Moore's website, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. John Moore and I have traveled together. We spent a lot of time in the car, and we've gone to conventions together, and it's been a great experience. And if you'd like to meet John Moore, June 6th, that's Monday, Fort Smith, Arkansas. People Grady's, 7 p.m., absolutely free. And I'm going to see if I can make it. I'll keep you updated.
We'll be there for dinner.
But there'll be, yeah.
Get there for dinner.
Yeah. Great. And tell us what the subject is.
Well, it will be violent climate change, what the government isn't telling us. The government keeps changing their message, so I have to change my message. And we're working to reach out to people we haven't talked to before in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have expos in that part of the world that I'm aware of. You and I are pretty much aware of all the expos around. So it's kind of a desert as far as expos. This would be a chance for people to get a message firsthand in person that they otherwise would not have easy access to in northwest Arkansas, northeast Oklahoma, extreme southwest Missouri. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great event. My marketing director's been there. She says they have great food at a very reasonable price. So it'll be a win-win event for everybody.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to do my best to be there. So back to Waco. John Reagan, do you have any questions for John Moore?
No, I just want to give him the remainder of the time we have to finish up.
Okay.
Well, thank you, John. Well, hopefully, I haven't researched it myself independently. Hopefully, there is a new congressional investigation going by some fresh minds, men and women who are not fearful of the government that they're employed by, to do the right thing, conduct a good investigation with the power of subpoena, where they subpoena witnesses and evidence to finally bring justice for these 70-plus men and women and children that all died at the hands of the U.S. government for no good reason on April 19th, that terrible, tragic year that happened. It really needs to happen, Vince. It's way, way overdue. And we're fast approaching the point where the people involved will either be retired or dead, and then it'll be too late.
And, John, I'm also thinking about the deployment of some of the newer technologies since Waco. They have guns that can shoot around corners. We have drones that can drop packages, biologicals, explosives, and so forth. And all of these, it seems that no matter what the technology is, the government is interested in using it to see if they can find a way to do harm.
There's always an inexpensive, easy countermeasure to every sophisticated, expensive device they come up with. Like FLIR, for example, forward-looking infrared radar, which is very expensive on the front of these military aircraft. The Taliban in Afghanistan have been using $10 space blankets for the past 15 years as a countermeasure to counter the very expensive forward-looking infrared radar. There's always inexpensive countermeasures.
Mm-hmm.
How about
and
that?
It's a shame that we have to. It's a shame that we have to think about these things, and it's a shame that we have to to fight every day what the government is doing that's offensive to us. It's an outrage. And John, what is your thought on? So if you see a drone flying 100 feet above ground level over your farm, what's your thought?
Well, I have a neighbor who has one not far away, and I was able to see a demonstration. It is amazing technology that we need to be aware of ourselves as patriots and make use of ourselves as patriots for our own personal use to ensure our own security and our own privacy. So if I see one, I'll just look at it and let it go on its way is what I'll do for the time.
For the time being.
For the time
being.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty good shot. You know that.
I know.
Thank you, Vince.
Hey, thanks so much, John Moore. And that's June 6th, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Beef O'Grady's, 7 o'clock. And the link will be posted right after these few short commercial announcements. John Reagan and I will be right back. Please don't touch that dial. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.